especially when it comes to development and the economic development, there's nothing much that is happening, and there's a lot of too much fight. The poverty is quite a worrisome situation in Zimbabwe. And we have got so many things and so many problems that we feel are living unanswered.
Some people, of course, will be wondering at the candidates themselves. Can you give us a little bit of information about yourself and why the people will be willing to come towards your side?
I come from Manyika. I'm from the Manyika tribe. I come from Mutapa district and from Wewashumba village. And I've grown up in a village. I've lived in identity separate. I've lived with my people and I live with my people. And I know it's my best how much they are suffering and the much needed help they are looking for what they have. This is why I've decided to, I've been watching from aside for some time, and I think this is my time. I need to do to play my part.
Can you give us your view as we look at the current political system in Zimbabwe with some of the larger parties? How do you see that you can make changes to that?
After the inclusive government, we're expecting a great change. We thought maybe most of the problems were going to change, or most of our problems were going to be addressed. But right now, it seems as if the economy is deteriorating, is keeping on melting down, and our people are not happy.